witch said what? Hey y'all, welcome back to the Witch Said What podcast. We are on episode 8 and we are talking all about cleansings. Super excited to do this. I know it's kind of a surprise for one of my friends and listeners. Her name's Nikki. She's been requesting for me to do this and I teased her pretty much for 2 weeks saying, okay, yeah, sure, I might do it. And I just decided to do it. But before we get into the content for today, I just want to let you know that we have almost hit 900 downloads on Podbean in just a little over 8 episodes. I've received countless 5-star reviews on iTunes. I'm just super thrilled, truly thankful. I'm just really excited to share information. I think I say that like every time I start a podcast, but I am. I'm just excited to talk to you guys. I am going to go ahead and take down my flu update that I had posted. So you may notice that change on iTunes and Podbean. I put that up so that, you know, those that listen to me that may not follow me on social media, which you should, just so that they could know that I hadn't like fallen off the face of the planet. So anyway, March is here and automatically my mind is like, winter is over, which is kind of silly because here in the South, especially like where I live, we have like fake spring where it'll be like beautiful and warm, like 60, 70 degrees outside. Like you just need a light jacket. And then the next day it's like plummeting frigid wind and snow and rain and it sucks. But as much as I love it not feeling like I'm living in a hot bowl of soup, I'm over the cold. Like I'm just done with it. So I have like springtime traditions basically. In April, I participate in National Poetry Writing Month. I reread one of my favorite books of all time, White Oleander. I'm into spring cleaning. One of my favorite things to do is drive with the windows down. Like, I am all about spring happening. And, you know, if you want to, tell me about your springtime traditions. I know a bunch of people have their own. You can do that in comments or over on Instagram. Just let me know what you guys do during spring. And speaking of spring cleaning, this week's episode is about cleansings. Like I said, my friend Nikki had requested this, and I think it's a really good topic, not just for beginner witches, but even like the experienced witches like me. And we will get into why I think that, especially for those that are experienced. The tarot card of the day is the Queen of Pentacles / Coins. I use the Seven Sphere deck as per usual. Sometimes I use Mystique Mondays, but I use Seven Sphere, and let's get into what she wants to tell us today. Okay, so the Queen of Coins is all about practicality, creature comforts, and financial security. To meet the Queen of Wands is to become ushered into a warm and loving home where you'll be nourished and taken care of. It's easy to see that the greatest joy of the Queen of Coins is to take care of others, to make sure that her visitors feel happy. Even when times are tough, the Queen of Pentacles makes do. She finds a use for all things and handles situations with sensibility, practicality, and sincerity. For this reason, she is usually adept at her work and has achieved much success in her career. To see her means that you are called to approach this situation with simple common sense, or it is an indication that financial and worldly stability is here. So for me, this was just the perfect card for cleansing, right? Because the Queen of Coins / Pentacles really embodies that womanly figure in the home. Not like a 1950s housewife. That's not what I'm talking about. I mean, the woman that does it all. She works. She raises her children. She cooks. She cleans. She's multi-talented, artistic. She's definitely like the Joanna Gaines from HGTV of the tarot deck. Like, her home is immaculate. And for me, she really has a very down-to-earth, practical, and realistic way of doing things. She's very no-nonsense. So for me, and in the majority of my witchcraft, I take a very no-nonsense, common-sense approach to things. Like, I don't have to be fancy. We talked about this, I believe, last week's episode. You don't need to be fancy to be a witch. You don't need to have all a bunch of bull crap to get you to achieve some kind of higher purpose. The Queen of Coins, when she cleans her house, she doesn't use anything fancy. Like, she is not going to Target and buying the, you know, $15 cleaner for her countertops and baseboards and all this stuff. Like, she definitely picks up a rag and some water, and she uses her intention to get the grit and the dirt out of her home. So I feel like this is definitely the approach I need to take when speaking about cleansing, and we'll talk about her a little bit more later on the episode. But for now, just keep in mind that she subtly brings things together. Anyway, I'm going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to touch base on cleansings. I hope you guys are excited. Okay, so breaking down cleansing within witchcraft. Why do some witches utilize cleansing? Maybe we'll get into some tips about making sure your space is magic ready, keeping a clear head, and I'll drop a cleansing on the blog just for you guys. One of my very own personal cleansings that I use. And I may even touch on death witch cleansings as well. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see if we have enough time. So, what does cleanse mean? So, simply, it means to make thoroughly clean, to get rid of something unpleasant. The archaic meaning was to cure, like specifically cure a leper. The etymology is pretty simple too. It comes from an old English word that meant to clean, purge, purify, justify. But before we get into spiritual cleansing, I think the why of it all can be explained with like basic hygiene. So, why do we bathe? Why do we keep our houses in order? For the most part, we want a healthy environment to live in. We also want to keep our bodies running at their optimal level. We remove dirt and grime so that our skin can breathe. In its most basic form, we cleanse our bodies so that we can continue to live well. And I like to take basic approaches to spiritual ideas within witchcraft. It really infuriates me that so many experienced witches like to elevate themselves to lofty, unattainable heights. They make parts of their work seem so mysterious, and that can really deter young or new witches from not only asking questions, but also attempting really standard, easy tasks. So in witchcraft, guys, there are no stupid questions. You need to ask them. And also, even old witches need to ask questions. Don't let them fool you. We're just as clueless as everybody else. But for real, again, and I want to reiterate this, and I probably will every episode, that you shouldn't feel ashamed if you don't know something. That's part of growing and learning, not just when you're young, like if you were a teenage witch. It's part of adulthood too. Like, you can't go through life being super cocky, being like, oh yes, I know the answers to everything, because you look like a dick, one, and two, you're not expanding your horizons. You're not opening your mind to new possibilities. So ask your questions, especially about the basic things, things that I think are pretty fundamental to witchcraft. Spiritual cleansings and cleansing tools / magic spaces shares the same essential idea as bathing our bodies and keeping our houses clean. We want our workings to be healthy. We want our magic to be as pure as possible, untainted by the influence of the outside world. I'm not saying pure as in like love, light, and rainbows. I mean that we want our energy to be like pure moonshine, not toilet brewed prison wine. I think that magic needs to sit in a neutral place before we utilize it. And I think if we don't neutralize our energy, it's hard for us to navigate it. Like, prime example, if you're in a bad headspace and you want to, you know, maybe you're a kitchen witch, you want to cook up something for somebody that you love to make them feel better, you're going to be putting that negative energy into what you're doing. So I would recommend going ahead and cleansing, get your energy to a neutral space, and then going about your working. Like I said, we want that pure moonshine, not prison wine. It needs to pack a punch, not give us dysentery, unless that's what you're going for. Yikes. Think about that. A dysentery curse. Woo-wee. Anyway, if you're like me, sometimes you forget the importance of removing stagnant shit from your life. I'm very much the person who has routines and habits. I tend to give little notice to the energies floating around my house. As a spirit worker, I'm coming in contact with them all the time and different energy all the time. And also, before anyone is like, but what about demons? Sit down. I've got my shit on lock. Keep your eyes on your own paper, Barbara. Okay. The thing is that I do need to be better about cleansing. And that's really rare for an experienced witch to be like, y'all, I could probably improve here. Sometimes I just get so fixated on tasks, either mundane or magical, and I'm not thinking of how much energy I'm expending. The thing is for me, and maybe we'll talk about this at a later date, about different types of energy and how we receive and give energy. But for me, I'm very much a person that rejects outside energy. My friend Kelly and I joke around because she's an empath and she feels so much. It's like energy isn't just like thrown at her. It's attracted to her. It wants to stay. It wants to make a home with her. With me, people's energy just kind of, it's like, if mud were to hit a window, maybe not even mud, because that means that it sticks. It's like water. If somebody were to throw a water balloon at a window, it's going to bust, the water's going to roll off, and that's going to be it. There's not going to be any lasting effects there. That's how I am. I just reject that stuff. So a lot of the time, I'm not thinking, oh, I'm spending so much energy, and all of this other stuff is kind of whirling around me and surrounding me. The Virgo in me definitely rears its head and it's like, yo, we've got dust collecting. Let's air out this joint. So basically cleansing for me is a reset. It's definitely a blank slate, a new notebook, freshly fallen snow. That is it. And you all know I love talking about cycles as a death witch. Cleansing share the same powerful energy as rebirth. Old energy is recycled back to the great spaghetti monster, and we're left with neutral territory for us to create and manifest once more. Cleansings have a multitude of uses within witchcraft, and I believe knowing how to cleanse and when to do so are skills that make for a good foundation for everyone. We talked about the Queen of Pentacles earlier. One of her messages is that of working with what you have and safeguarding your environment. She reminds me a lot of my own mother. My mom is resourceful, creative, down to earth, a true homebody. She's also the boss trademark. By using what we have available for cleansings, we can ignore the hogwash popular witchcraft wants to feed us. You don't need sage blessed by six different virgins. You need intention. And there are a few ways to go about cleansings if that's your thing. Note, we need to talk about something real quick. We're going to talk about smoke cleansings. You will never hear me ever say smudging here. That word is specifically used by Indigenous peoples within North America. And since I'm not a person that shares that culture, I'm not a part of it, I don't say it. I do recognize that using smoke from burning wood, plants, etc. to cleanse energy is globally historical, but for me specifically, I do not feel comfortable appropriating practices or encouraging appropriation. Come at me if you want. Anyway, smoke cleansings, also known as recaining, is the act of burning something and using the smoke it creates to cleanse a space, an object, or even yourself. You can use all kinds of things, sage and other herbs, Palo Santo, which is my favorite holy wood, and other woods, incense, etc. But there are two notes with the smoke cleansing, guys. I really encourage you all to ventilate the area while you do this and take care of your pets. Most of the time, as long as a room is ventilated, cats and dogs are pretty much okay. But for pets like little birds or little animals with little bitty lungs, that can have some serious lasting negative respiratory effects on your animals. So I would definitely suggest putting your fur babies and feathered babies and all the babies out of a room when you're cleansing with smoke, just to be safe and keep yourself safe. The second option, which is probably my favorite, is to wash with water. Literally, take a bath or a shower, wipe down surfaces, do you. And note that some herbs and stones can become toxic when exposed to water, so you definitely need to do your research. Some other notable cleansing techniques include using crystals like citrine or smoky quartz, because they don't store energy and they don't really need to be cleansed themselves. You can do sound cleansing with an instrument or even music. Like, put together a great Spotify playlist, play that stuff, focus your energy on releasing all the crap that's around you and within you. And just go to town with that music, y'all. My favorite thing kind of to do spring cleaning is opening the windows, cleaning, and having an awesome playlist. You can also cleanse with sunlight or moonlight. You just put your objects or yourself in those for a hot minute. Be sure that if you're cleansing with sunlight, though, you know, you put SPF on and stuff like that. You can also cleanse with sea salt or burying things. Now, with that, typically, you don't do that with your whole body. I'm just throwing that out there. You can bury crystals and tools and things like that under salt, sea salt preferably. You don't have to, though. If you want to use iodized salt, that's fine. Or you can actually bury it in dirt. And some people might be like, well, doesn't that create another issue of actually having to physically clean something? Listen, you can dust stuff off. Dirt does not hurt. Anyway, how often should you cleanse? That's probably an even bigger question. That's entirely up to you. I would recommend cleansing after a big magical working, spirit work, curses, or when receiving or buying new tools. For mundane purposes, cleanse when renting a new apartment, building baby furniture, after a display of heightened emotions. Like, you know how when people are getting ready to fight or there has been a fight, somebody's like, you could cut the tension like butter, right? That is a perfectly appropriate time to cleanse. And it doesn't need to be anything crazy. You can just be like, I release this energy. But, you know, energy likes to stay. It likes to stick. And for me, I think it's really important to remove emotional energy from spaces, especially if somebody who is a toxic person to you, if they have been around you or in your space, it's really important to cleanse their energy and return to home base, basically. But mostly, once a month, I would recommend giving your body, energy, and working space a good spiritual scrubbing. But also maybe even cleaning in general. I feel like I should have been sponsored by like Mr. Clean scrubbing pads. Anyway, as a death witch, my idea of cleansing is taking a good old dirt nap, if I'm not gonna lie to you guys. But since that won't be happening for a while, I've adopted a pretty fun way of cleansing. It's something that I enjoy. However, I don't recommend this just for everybody. I'm only sharing this because I feel like people would be interested in what I do. So for specific tools and sometimes even my own hands, I'll set up three bowls. In the first bowl, I will have ethically, I'm going to reiterate that, ethically acquired cemetery soil. In the second bowl, I'll have holy water, which basically my holy water is either seawater or storm water that I collect, boil, strain, and then I bottle it. And then I have a bowl of just your plain old sea salt. And I will take objects or my hands and I bury them in cemetery soil. And my special number is 22 or the number 2. So I do things a lot in pairs, except for the 3 bowls. Anyway, so I will put the object in the cemetery soil for 2 minutes. I cleanse it with holy water for 2 minutes, and then I bury it in sea salt for 2 minutes. And for me, that kind of pays respect to the energy that is already there. The cemetery soil for me represents, of course, death and returning energy to the earth, letting it dissipate, letting that cycle end. Holy water is rebirth to me. We're coming out of this primordial, beautiful place, and we're being born, and we're pure, and we're clean. And then the sea salt is just to purify, just to give that little like neutralizing effect to whatever it is that I'm cleansing. I do this with my hands. I've made mention of this. I will bury my hands, wash my hands, and then purify them with sea salt, because a lot of what I do is with my hands, and that includes, you know, magical workings and spells and stuff like that, but I am a very tactile person. I'm very physically affectionate. So my friends and I are constantly hugging on each other, leaning on each other, holding hands, things like that. And I feel like it's respectful of me to keep my energy to myself. And as a side note, again, this episode has a lot of side notes, but as a side note, don't force your energy onto people. Like, just stop. It's so disrespectful. But for those of you who are not death witches or death inclined, I have a personally written spell just for you guys. It's for cleansing your space. I wrote it last year around springtime, actually. It's in my bullet journal. I took a picture of it, I put it on Instagram, but I will include everything you need. And there is a small incantation that you say, and it's supposed to be around. And if you don't know what that is, I was in choir for literally my whole life. So around is a repetitive song that you can share. You don't have to sing it if you don't want. I don't sing it. Most of the time I say my spells in my own head. But the spell is super simple. You say, properties of fruit and plant cleanse this room and enchant walls and floors, windows and doors, with my intent I chant. And then you just keep saying that as you go about your room, cleaning, opening windows, sweeping, all that stuff. And in the end, I always finish with, because I said so, but you do you, get your own power words, right? It's a pretty easy peasy, beginner friendly spell, and the items are relatively inexpensive. If you can't get your hands on certain things, you can substitute, guys. You can use just water. I want to reiterate that. And I just want to touch base again one more time. The Queen of Coins is kind of just, I don't know, speaking to me. She's worked really hard to achieve success, and she's probably made a lot of sacrifices along the way. The meaning of success for the queen can come from a variety of sources, because she's concerned with many aspects of her element of earth. And the earth element demands manifestation in the physical world. So this queen not only feels successful within, but it will also be evident around her. She enjoys her things and her possessions, and she likes to sit in luxury of her things. That doesn't mean expensive things, just that her space and where she feels most at home is clean and welcoming to her. She's not a flashy or showy woman. She's definitely quality over quantity, and less is more. And I feel like that really reiterates the message of the podcast today. Nothing of worth ever comes easy. And if something seems too good to be true, then it probably is. So the queen tells us that you have to earn everything for yourself. I think it's really important that you put in what seems like these menial tasks into your witchcraft to make for better magic. And that means cleansing yourself, just taking a minute of your day to take care of your health and well-being and your spiritual health and well-being. And I think I just want to cap it off at that. Be sure to go over to the blog and check out the cleansing. Tell me about using it. Show me pictures of your before and after spaces. I'd love to see it. Be sure to also check out my social media links, share the podcast, review and rate on iTunes. You all can always find me at witchsaidwhat.com or reach me at witchsaidwhat@gmail.com. Again, I hope you guys like this episode. I wanted to keep it short, sweet, to the point. I am going away this weekend. I'm going to the lake with my friend Kelly, and we're just going to have a relaxing weekend where we do a whole lot of nothing. We might do a little bit of witchy stuff, but nothing too crazy. But yeah, we're just going to chill, have a good time, and I guess that's a cleansing in of itself, y'all. Anyway, have a wonderful weekend. Get so fresh and so clean, and I'll see you guys next week. Bye!